Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. The time is now 9 and 10 minutes. The date today is the 27th day of the month of June 2019.
Not even so, one cough.
Why?
Because yesterday you couldn't say the date.
I couldn't say the date
today,
because the day yesterday, the date yesterday was my anniversary date of 34 years. Now I'm going to start getting used to 35 years. Because my wife, after last night, she didn't want to go. And you know, she said to me, what did you bring me for my, what should we do for my, for our anniversary? I said, you know, a moment of silence will do.
That's, you know, why you, so, put, that's yeah. why you put the song in the beginning of the show.
So you were reluctant to go home last night, or were you happy to go home? What was your state of mind happy when you left the studio, Louis?
Yeah, to be honest with you, to hit the bar, but I think it would get worse, yeah.
Raise the bar.
No, to hit the bar. To go to the bar. To go to the pub. All right, pub. Yeah. I don't know, for English people, yeah.
To get drunk.
To get drunk, yeah. To get drunk. The only thing is, you know, my problem is I don't drink. How can you get drunk when you don't? It's actually easy.
Today there's nice. There's lollipops. There's, you know, all this stuff.
There's wine gums.
Wine gums. You can drink a cocktail. It's nice. The fruit.
But isn't like only fruitcakes like drink cocktails?
You get drunk. Who cares?
Maybe you get sloshed. You get inebriated.
Maybe you get a boyfriend as well. I don't know.
A boyfriend?
You said.
Boyfriend is not really... But anyway, so we're here today, and we've got with us today Liel Rimon, the guy from 96 Anton Drive. You're one and only. How's it going, Liel?
I'm very good. A little bit chilly this morning.
No, it's not.
Ethan said there's clouds. He likes the cloud. You know, God bless his heart.
He likes putting things in the cloud.
Now, in the morning, because it's only after the 21st, it only gets better and better and better. Not, it doesn't go worse. You know, so 21st was the longest night.
After the 26th of June, it starts to get better.
It can never get better after the 26th of June. You know, we're going for 35 years. So I asked my wife, what, where you want to get? She says to 120.
How can it be 35?
She wants to get to 120. Think about me.
How long have you been with your wife before you got married?
Why?
How
why?
Many years? No. Let's open it.
I know my wife since she was 16.
No. Since when you're together? Together. You've been together before you got married.
It's very personal, but about 2 years before?
2 years before. So that's 36. No, I'm asking you because I told you, my mom unfortunately celebrated her first anniversary.
Same day with me.
Same day with you, yeah.
Yeah. But your mom is nice.
She not if you ask my dad.
Was he complaining too?
Uh-huh. Listen, but everybody
I'm special
else,
because maybe I thought else, I'm special.
Everybody else think your wife is the best, am I right?
But no one else wants to take her. No. The best with you, you sit there. You know how many people said, yeah, you know what, if you think you're so good, you must take her. And then they all says, listen, I've got my own problems. Let me deal with my own problems. Yeah.
So my parents been together since they're 19 years old, and they got married when they were 21. More or less your age.
Yeah.
Also very clever. So my mom celebrated 50 years anniversary and 52 years of being together.
Yeah.
So don't worry, Roy. You still got what to look for.
All right. We've got with us our blogger and South Africa's best movie critic, Mr. Peter Feldman. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm doing fine, Roy. I'm just listening to your reaction to being married for 35 years.
Listen, you're scared of Carla. Me, I'm scared of my wife, but I'm not showing it.
So how long? Peter, how long are you married for?
It'll be 43 years in August.
Ah, shame. How do you say South African says, shame.
Ach, shame.
Eish. Shame.
Eish.
No, that's the other side.
Okay. That's
my side. Today we've got with us a special guest. His name is Polly Callisto. He's a good friend of mine, over and above everything. He's a good friend of mine, and he runs a classic car show that is going to be on the 7th of, and listen to the dates, because there's 6 tickets to give away, yeah? To the 7th of
July.
7th of July. And it's going to be in the...
At Nesrik Expo Center.
At Nesrik Expo Center. He's running it for how many years already?
So we started in 2012.
So 7 years already.
7 years.
So this is the seventh year. great. So seven years already, and it's been going great. Last year was amazing.
Yeah, last year it was extremely great. It was amazing that we had over 400 classic cars. We had muscle cars. We had hot rods. We had British classics.
Excuse my ignorance, and I'm not a car man. What is a muscle car?
Muscle car is like a Mustang. You got Mustang, then you got the GTO. So it's V8 motors. It's all about the noise, all about the power.
Well,
mostly,
noise.
Mostly American?
Mostly American, yes.
So what others?
So we got the Apaches that we also will be having. We've got
what's
the
Apache?
Baker.
Like the Indian helicopter or?
The Apache is it's a Bucky.
Oh, Bucky.
American muscle Bucky.
Really?
Yeah.
We had this year in South Africa.
They call it the pickup. Yeah, yeah.
The monster truck. Did you saw the monster?
Monster truck was amazing. Huh?
They are awesome. Great.
So really it's awesome. Needless to say, you really like cars.
Yes.
All right. Hold on a second. So I've got something for you. Do you remember Gary Neiman? Why? Make the sick walk all the way to the back to get the prescriptions while the healthy people can buy cigarette and in the front, right in the front. I mean,
how you want to push the smokers to the back of the line?
Why do banks leave the safes open and the chain depends to the counter? You know, let me tell you a question. You know, we got all those psychics. Did you ever seen a headline saying psychic wins the lottery? Did you ever? Why is abbreviated such a long word?
Well, until you will finish it, you will not abbreviate anything.
Yeah, why is doctors and lawyers call what they do practice? Don't you feel a bit weird when they say practice?
Well, they practice on each one of the customers.
Why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid made with real lemon? Why? Really, why? Life is full of questions, and we're back, and I don't know why the song is. Here it is. I knew I found it somewhere. Anyway, 061-895-1019. SMS is 34519. So Poli Kallisto is here with us, and he's going to talk about his classic car show. More than that, he's going to give us 6 tickets for whoever contact us. We're going to have a couple of questions. Whoever wants, whatever, just contact us on 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp number. SMS numbers to 34519 will cost you $1.50. Polly, tell me something about the classic car show. What specials you got? So you got a muscle cars. You got special cars like what? Lamborghinis, Ferraris, stuff like that?
So we got a Porsche Club coming. We've also got a few old classic Lamborghinis that come through every year.
Yeah.
And then we've also got something that's, well, for the diehard is the drifting.
Oh, drifting.
Drifting.
So that's what is it? Sweater special?
100%.
With a box shaped BMW?
Oh, no, that's the spinning.
Oh, that's a spinning. Oh, so drifting something else. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So drifting's with aluminous. So you can, it's 150 rand and you can experience a drift ride.
Really? Only 150 bucks?
For only 150 rand.
This is cheap. I must say it's cheap. For 150 bucks you can drive a car.
Oh,
and drift.
You're not going to drive it. You're going to sit with the driver and drift.
Oh, you're
as a passenger.
Oh, as a passenger.
Listen, to drift.
So I want to drift.
Yeah. You need to
learn. Right.
You can go to Mulder's Drift.
And then we got the Soweto special, the spinny.
Oh, do you that?
Where the guy
walks out of the car.
Gets out of the car, jumped out the car, jumped onto the roof. So he's something, but that day they'll just be doing a display.
Okay.
So, and then we've also got helicopter rides.
Really?
So, Roy, you said, your wife, 35 years, take her for a helicopter ride. If you don't want to, throw her out.
I think she took me for a ride for 35 years, let me tell you. She took me for a ride. I doubt I'll be able to take her for a ride.
Listen, helicopter ride, me and Roy went on a helicopter ride for a couple of times.
Crazy one.
It's very, very cool. It's very, very nice.
Yeah, but we went the last one when we wanted to buy that helicopter.
Yeah.
It was quite a crazy ride.
Yeah,
I must
that
say.
Was a crazy.
That guy was, he was a pilot and half. So we wanted to buy this huge helicopter. I think it was Silhouette. It was a Silhouette.
Was it a Silhouette?
Yeah, Silhouette was a French rescue helicopter, and it was on special. We wanted to buy it. The guy didn't want to budget on price.
He didn't really want to sell it.
I think it was about five million.
Five million, something
around there.
And you wanted to bring it down to?
About three.
Okay. So he wouldn't move on two
million. He wouldn't move at all. He didn't move. It's good or whatever. But then we found out it was involved in an accident before, and there was a remark on the value of a sale.
So you're happy you didn't
I was very happy I didn't take it, because over and above that, you know, just to get a conversion of that helicopter takes like 200 hours, I don't know how many hours, so it's quite expensive anyway.
I can imagine.
Yeah, but it was a very nice ride, I must say.
It was a nice ride.
We went crazy this
helicopter's
guy.
A
yeah,
great
I tried to land it on the roof.
good fun.
Yeah, it was good fun. And the helicopter ride, it goes out of Nasrec and...
Goes around FNB Stadium.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of a touch of Soweto, and then you land back at Nasrec Expo Center.
How long does it last?
I would say it's about 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
And how much do you pay?
It's 150.
Okay.
It's really cheap.
Yeah, cheap.
I mean, what do you take? A Jet Ranger? What is it? A Jet Ranger helicopter?
Yes. From Capital Air.
I think very few people get the chance of
150 rand
experiencing
a
helicopter.
Yeah, it's a nice experience. Mm.
So what's a good thing about the Classic Car Show at Nasrec Expo Center is it's actually affordable day out.
Yeah.
Tickets at CompuTickets, only 60 rand. And at the gates, 80 rand. And kids under 12 is only 20 rand.
If you come with parents, no? Or do you, they can come by themselves?
Yeah, kids can come by themselves. 12 years old.
Paul, how did you start this? What was the idea behind this whole concept?
So what actually happened was in 2011, I bought myself a 1948 Fleetmaster, Chevy Fleetmaster. And I was looking for spares. So I decided... You know, I went to one car show, and then from that car show, someone told me, no, go to Piston Ring. And I went to Piston Ring, and when I saw, no, man, people are bringing their cars. It's a great business opportunity. So I decided to do it myself, and then I started my own website called classiccars.co.za, where you sell and buy classics. So then from there, I said, okay, I'm going to Callisto's Portuguese restaurant. I'm sure you've all heard of Callisto's.
Yes, yes.
That's how I met Polly. His brother is a good friend of mine.
Is that your family?
Yes, yeah, it's my older brother, yeah. So good prawns. If you ever want to go for good prawns.
We're Jewish, we don't have prawns. I know that place well. I reviewed that place for a magazine some years ago. Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, we got... So I started my first show there in 2012, March, and we did about 100 cars.
And how many cars are you going to have now?
We're on about 400 to 500 classics.
So there's a lot to walk in. I mean, you're going to go, it's like an outing.
Yeah, it's a full day outing. You know, there's so much to be seen.
Is it one day?
Only? It's a one day show, yeah. So it starts 8:30 in the morning until 5. Okay. But the best time to be there is between 9 and 2.
Is there any shows beside what you can do, like drifting and beside the spinning? Is there any other shows?
There's other shows like what we've done now is we've done German vs. Jap.
Okay.
So German vs. Jap, it's the VWs, the Toyotas and that. So it's also we've combined it now. But then we've got this a crazy event called Limbo. Mm-hmm. So Limbo is see how low you can go with your car. So we put about 40 people into a little Toyota Taz to drop the suspension. That the motor must be touching the floor and you go under a pole.
Yeah.
So it's a crazy event.
Really? And do you have people that actually commentators?
So we've got Vic Patel, the very well-known MC.
Yeah.
So he will be our MC for the day. So, and we've got Stuart Johnson from Ignition TV. And then we've also got SABC that will be there. We've got Ignition TV that will be there. So... there's quite a lot of
Ignition TV will be there. That's quite an event. And what can I say? You know. So before we're gonna go back to this, we're gonna do a little bit of movies. We'll come back as well to Polly in a couple of seconds. But before that, we're gonna have that one. I don't know if you like the winner takes it all. That's from APSA. ABBA. APSA. What is APSA? I don't even like
you
it.
You can bank on
yeah,
it.
That's from Absa. Abba. And we're back. The time is now 9:33. And now we're here with, you know what? Let's do first our commercial and then we're going to go to the movies.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Felber.
Thank you, Roy. Last night we discussed four movies that opening tomorrow. They were Stockholm, which is about a bank heist with Ethan Hawke, who plays a criminal who goes into a bank and wants...
Before you finish. Before,
yes, yes.
061-895-1019. That's an SMS to 34519 for $1.50. Our system's a little bit in limbo. It doesn't work that great. But please try and WhatsApp us. Thank you, yeah.
And we got two movie tickets to give away to...
Two.
Well, it's one double for okay. our listeners.
Yeah.
So I mentioned Stockholm with Ethan Hawke. He goes into a bank. It's set in 1973. It's based on a true story of this crazy guy who goes into the bank, doesn't want money. He just wants his friend to be released from prison. And one of the hostages that he holds falls in love with him. So it's called the Stockholm Syndrome, and it's quite a well-known symptom. Then we've got a movie called The Secret Life of Pets 2, which is a follow-up to the original.
I think the original was magnificent.
I loved it. I think the second one's even better.
Really?
There's more characters. They have a better adventure. They get out of the town, and they go to different places. It's fantastic.
So who talks? Who is the voice?
Oswald Patton. They've got Harrison Ford is given a character.
Yeah.
Jenny Slate. So there's a whole lot of different voices, and it's great fun. It's well done. The animation's
terrific. Who's
the
funny voices?
Oswald Patton does the main guy, Max. He's the little rascal, the little fox terrier who's got all his friends together.
Kevin Hart is there.
Kevin Hart is very funny. Kevin Hart is the guy you like. He plays Snowball, this bunny who just wants to fight, who thinks it's a superhero. And then we got a local movie, which I've been plugging. It's called Kings of Mulberry Street. It's set in Durban. And it's about 2 9-year-old friends trying to thwart the criminal activities of a group of gangsters who are ruling the Indian community there. It's called the Kings of Mulberry Street. And my question to our listeners, and it was the question last night, name the movie of the South African movie I've just mentioned. Please send it to us and we can give you tickets for a new Metro movie. T's and C's apply. You can see a movie in the VIP, the 2D and the 3D movie houses, but not in Extreme or 4DX. You cannot see a film on the week of release. You cannot do it online. You can't book online. You've got to actually be there with the Mobi codes, which I will send you. And then you go to the box office and give them the Mobi codes. Also mention that you won these tickets on Roy's show, because you can buy tickets at Mobi codes over online, but these are complimentary and you can use them for 3 months. Roy, they're valid for 3 months.
Thank you so much, Peter. Thank you so much. And before we're going to go,
this is The Hustle with Roy Peret.
I want you to listen to this one. This one is very special. Very special. I got it actually by mistake. This is Joe Cocker saying Ain't No Sunshine. And we're back for the last stretch of the show. The time is now 9:40, 20 minutes to 10. And we have with us in the studio Mr. Polly Callisto, and Polly will tell us. So the car show, it's on the 7th of July, and that's on Sunday. Sunday is 7th of July, so all you Jews can go there too. And there's 6 tickets to give away here. He's going to leave it here in Chai FM offices. So if you want, you're most welcome. Just we're going to ask you a question. Where is the show? So just send us SMS to 0618951019. SMS number to 34519. It will cost you $1.50. There's 6 tickets. 6 tickets.
6 tickets.
6 tickets here. Just a giveaway. Just all you have to answer is, where's the show? We repeated it a few times. Tell us more. What's new this year? What's the difference between this year and the other years?
So this year we've been building up a 3 beautiful GTOs.
GTO. Oh, Pontiac GTO.
Pontiac GTO. Ooh,
what a beautiful car.
One of the cars we've spent over 1.5 million on it.
Geez.
So it's going to be...
but they're worth that money. They're actually worth that money.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There's guys coming from Namibia. So they're coming with a truckload of cars as well. A very serious collector. He does all the Cadillacs. So he's got 67, 57, 47 Cadillacs that he's bringing through to the show. So it's something that you really don't see.
You don't see often, you're right.
You don't see. And then
Cadillacs.
Cadillacs. All beautiful, man.
You know, I got married in a Cadillac. I hate Cadillacs.
I think you're made in a Cadillac.
Eh?
I think you're made in a Cadillac.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think my Malden was a Chevrolet guy.
It was his Chevrolet.
Yeah, and listen, we small people, we fit in the back seat.
You fit in the boot as well, right?
Quite comfortable. No, the Cadillac.
Yeah,
Cadillac
yeah.
used to say, in the El Capone time, Al Capone time, they used to say, Cadillac is such a great car, it can fit 4 or 5 bodies.
You're right.
Yeah, the boot.
Which is the one with the big tail fin?
Cadillac. So I owned 1977 Cadillac Eldorado. It was a front wheel drive, 8 liter, or 8.2. What is it? 8.2 or 8.1 liter? Something crazy engine.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, I got a 1971 Eldorado convertible.
Yeah, convertible.
Yeah,
mine was convertible, and I was married in that car, maroon color with a white convertible roof. That's why I don't like Cadillacs.
Paul,
over above that, it's quite a crap car.
35 years ago, you know.
Do you get a chance to drive these cars, or do they just stand like in garages? I mean, do you run them a bit?
So I've got my own vehicles, classics as well. So I try to ride them once every month or so, but I only get to do it maybe twice a year.
Yes, but it's amazing. You know what? The love of cars, men and cars, always go together. Am I right?
Yes. One thing I must say is...
So just a second, what's a panty dropper? What for you is a panty dropper?
I think my Apache is a panty dropper. And
but that's in the south. So in the north, what's a panty dropper?
So let me tell you what's the difference between the north and the south.
All right.
The south girls want a man. Girl in the north just wants a boy with money.
A boy?
A boy.
How old must be the boy? I'm just asking for a friend.
Yeah, so in the north, I think a panty dropper is maybe a Ferrari. But let me tell you, once there's a Mustang next to that Ferrari, she jumps out of that car.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Because he's a real man driving.
I'm not talking about the man, I'm talking about the noise. The
Ferrari noise is like a puny noise.
It's like a baby, yeah.
You must see what I've got. Yeah. I've got that, I'm driving today that Mercedes 63. And I've got a woof of a noise as well. Right, they do.
Yeah,
proper.
They purr nicely.
They purr. Like a cat.
Beautiful.
Whoa.
We had even the Chevy Malibu that we had.
Yes.
It was a 70s Chevy Malibu 5.6.
It was really nice.
But
I must
the
say.
Noise, that's a muscle car.
It roars, eh?
Yeah.
To the noise.
Cars.
American car. We had huge cars. We had Ferraris. We had
the Lambos,
really
Ferraris.
Huge cars.
We had Astons. We had all the cars that are crazy. We had. It's just that
even the Malibu. It's not a real muscle car.
No, but it was like a V8.
No,
V8.
It's a V8. Yeah. V8 5.6.
But it's nothing like my boat when it started. Boom! You can hear that engine. Yeah,
kicks in.
It's roaring.
In my boat, I've got a 4.8.
4.8, it's 7.2 liter.
Yeah.
That's a huge. 4.8, when Americans do 4.8, it's cubic inches. So it's not like a cc. So when you say 4.8, you must convert cc, cubic inches to cc. You know that.
Yeah.
They calculate everything. So you got the, so I've got a 351 or 350, 350 Chev, yeah. So 350 Chev, that's 350 cubic inches. 4.8 cubic inches is, it controls to 7.2 liters. So, your boat is not very economical.
It's an alcoholic.
Alcoholic, yeah. Drunkaholic, yeah. Anyway, so guys, I just want to tell you, I think our system doesn't work that great, but try. 061-895-1019. That's our WhatsApp. SMS to 34519. It will cost you $1.50. It's a great show. Highly recommended. Tickets are, you can buy tickets, a compu ticket at $60, or if you get into the front counter at $80. Yes?
That's it.
And it's not only for petrol heads, it's for anybody interested in...
Anybody, and I promise you, I know Polly for many, many years. the warmest welcome you're ever going to have by Poly Callisto, I promise you.
What?
So it's
what
a Nesrik kasher. Yeah, what is it? Nesrik kasher. No, no. A classic kasher.
It's classic kasher.
Classic kasher, yeah.
And what else do you have besides cars? You got food, drinks, what else? So
it's a day outing.
So we've got people walking around doing shows, like a fire show, acrobats, and, for the kids, we've got jumping castles, rocket rides, and then we've also got, the live entertainment. Henry Crabb, do you remember Henry Crabb?
Henry Crabb
will be performing there.
It was very good.
So, it's excellent.
And will your restaurant be represented, your family restaurant?
No, they won't be there.
They won't be serving.
No.
But there will be a lot of
fast food outlets.
There will be a lot of fast food outlets.
So, we're having a great, basically, a great outing for a Sunday. I'm sure the sun will shine, the birds will sing, and you're going to hear beautiful, beautiful, big-size engine vehicles. You're not going to have like a little puny vehicles there.
No.
Even you mustn't park in the... I mean, if you come with a puny vehicle, don't park in that parking. Park far so people won't see you. Or come with a bus.
What do you call a puny vehicle, Roy? A Fiat or what?
A Fiat, yeah. Remember the old
talking
Fiat
about,
600.
Talking about puny vehicle, did you saw in Boeing now have problem with the aeroplanes and they have to ground a lot of planes.
Oh, the 800, the 737-800,
So the MAX. So they, sorry. So they went and parked aeroplanes in the factory parking where the cars is parking.
Yeah.
They
really?
You will see the pictures.
Crazy, eh?
It's so funny.
It's actually crazy. You know what? As another thing, you know, the design of aeroplane hasn't changed since when?
The Wright brothers.
Yes, since the Wright brothers. This is a double win.
Yeah, but they're walking about stuff and nothing really works. You saw the new one that looked like a V.
Yes.
And the seats are in the wings.
Yeah, but Delta Wing has developed many, many, many years ago. The Delta Wing can work. The only thing is they don't do nothing about it.
Why?
So this particular aircraft you're talking about is development, I think it's a Boeing development, and it's supposed to accommodate 800 passengers on a transatlantic flight and whatever. But let me tell you, the new aircraft they're developing is an aircraft without windows at all, and the whole aircraft completely from the inside is a plasma screen. So when you fly, you think you're in the bubble, in an open bubble, because you can see outside clear.
Wow.
You can see the bottom. You look at the bottom, you'll see the bottom. You look on top, you'll see the sky. You look on the sides, there's no window. So basically, you'll feel like you're sitting outside. It's amazing. It's going to be a whole screen. Yeah.
And if you suffer from vertigo, don't travel with this plane.
Don't go on this plane. I want to say goodbye to, Poly Callisto. The time is now 10 to 9. We got time for another one song and one advert maybe. Remember, one song, one commercial. Well, let's go for, you know what? That's a goodbye with this one. I think you'd like that one. And, what do you think about this one? Sir Elton John. Do they call him a sir?
No, they don't always call him sir.
But he is a sir.
Yeah, of course he's a sir. Yes, sir.
What? Hey. I'm going to play the song again because I really do like it. And Gary Newman, that was 1982 or so, 1980, somewhere around there. And cars, make our life crazy. Cars, why do you need a new car? Buy an old muscle car. Anyway, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much. And hopefully you're going to make a great success this year. And thank you, Peter Feldman. Thank you, Liel Rimon.
Thanks, Roy.
Thank you so much for joining us. And hopefully you're going to join us after the show and tell us tell us how the show works.
100%. All right. Thank you, Roy, for having
guys,
me.
Guys, if you got a problem, you must always call Poly Callisto. Have a great, great evening. I'm going to leave you with this beautiful song from Gary Newman. Have a lekker weekend. Bye.